God's little children dear, we have a message we want you to hear.
Jesus came to earth as a babe, it's true. He came for me and he came for you.
The show you are about to see is for you, but also for me.
So sit very still and don't make sound. Tonight God's love will be spread around.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. The small town of Bethlehem was alive with activity. We see the merchant Jacob standing in the doorway of his shop. He stops to speak to some of the travelers.
Oh, excuse me, sir. May I speak with you for a moment about the census? Are you here for the census?
I sure am. I've been walking a very long way.
What do you think about this Roman census?
Oh, I just don't like it. But I have no choice because it's the law of the land. I am far too busy with work to come to Bethlehem to bother with taxes.
Oh, here comes another traveler. Excuse me, sir. Are you also here to pay your taxes?
I am. This has been a very long journey. At least these Romans could have for our people to let us register in our own hometown.
I agree with you, but Caesar doesn't care about us. He just wants our money.
You sure are right about that.
I've never seen Bethlehem so crowded. Where in the world will everyone stay tonight? Do you have rooms?
Oh, I'm not worried. I arrived early and already have my room.
I sure wish I did. I better start looking. Wish me luck.
Indeed, I do wish you luck. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, Levi, can you believe all the people in town?
Oh, I love it. These crowds are great for our business. They're buying everything off the shelves with its coins in my pockets.
And nothing sounds better than the jingle of coins in our pockets.
Hey, Samuel, I didn't expect to see you rushing around here. I bet you'd be busy in the end.
Levi, this is a nightmare. I just had to run out for more supplies and bedding for all these travelers. We're completely full. I've got to hurry.
Yes, I also must be going.
See you later, Levi. Oh, here's some more travelers. Excuse me, sir. Have you also come to Bethlehem to pay for your taxes?
Yes, I'm Joseph. I've come from the house and line of David. I am in Bethlehem to register with my wife, Mary. I can't talk to you right now. We must hurry to find a room for the night.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but I have bad news for you. There are no rooms available anywhere.
What will we do? We must have a room for the night.
Don't worry, Mary. God will provide a place for us. Come along.
May I help you?
Yes. We would like a room for the night. Do you have a vacancy?
I'm sorry, sir. There are no rooms left.
There must be. My wife is tired and needs a place to rest for the night.
I'm sorry, sir. There are absolutely no rooms left.
There must be. My wife is going to have a baby and it might be born tonight.
Oh, dear. The only thing I can think of is perhaps you could go down to the stable and use clean straw to make her a bed there.
What do you think, Mary? Will it be okay?
I'm sure that will be all right.
Thank you, sir, for your kindness.
Praise the Lord, we have a place to stay for the night, even though it is only a stable. I'm very tired after this long journey.